From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Arjun Tucker, filling in for Kimberly Schofield. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me. We have mostly lower here, mostly lower trade here this morning. March corn down 3.5 cents at 486.5. March soybeans down 9.25 at 1056.25. And March Chicago wheat down 9 cents at 545. Kind of corrective action from the really awesome gains we've had the last few weeks. Yesterday, corn was up 6, soybeans were up 10, and wheat was unchanged. So pulling back from those gains we had yesterday. We'll see how we close out the day here and head into the weekend. Looking at outside markets, Dow Jones, last check, down 104 points at 44,460. March WTI oil up 44 cents at 75.06. Again, corrective action here today. A headline kind of causing some pause here for traders. Argentina cut some of their export taxes. They traditionally have been using their heavy agricultural exports as a revenue source for their country. And soybean meal lower substantially here this morning on that news. Again, President Milei cutting taxes on ag exports beginning January 27th. Soybean export tax is going to be reduced from 33% to 26%. Corn exports down from 12% to 9.5%. And on the product side, soybean meal and oil went from a 31% tax to a 24.5% tax. They are doing this in response to the drought they're experiencing in a large portion of Argentina. It's still kind of early in the growing season, but they are certainly concerned about dryness and, you know, cutting production and thus revenue to farmers there in Argentina. This is a bigger development because it may compete with U.S. exports, especially on soybeans, because Argentina soybeans have a really good storability nature for Chinese reserve program, perhaps, along with U.S. U.S. soybeans have good storability. Brazil soybeans do not. The Brazilian beans that come into port in China, those get crushed. Those don't go into the reserve program. So that's a little bit of a headwind here to prices here in the short term. We'll see if it means more business for Argentina, or, you know, or was the U.S. just out of that game anyway with the Brazil harvest really upon us? They'll really be full swing here in February as long as weather cooperates. Brazil is having some diverse weather. Their central part, Mato Grosso, they've been too wet and it's kind of delayed harvest. So they're just kind of really getting going in north central part of Brazil. And it's just been too dry in southern states of Rio Grande do Sul, Paraná, and obviously Argentina, as I mentioned a little bit ago. Buns were buyers yesterday of 27,000 contracts of corn and 9,000 beans on an estimate basis from private sources. And they're now estimated to be long 343,000 contracts of corn and 85,000 contracts of bean. And still short Chicago wheat, but this corn length and with the spec crowd is really impressive. It's really helped prices. So a lot of farmers have really done a lot of catch-up marketing, especially on the old crop, and just starting to dip their toe in the water a little bit more on December 25. Hit some offers yesterday around that 465 level yesterday. We are seeing basis pressure as a result of the heavy farmer selling, really, especially in the Western Corn Belt and also into the Eastern Corn Belt. There's also low river issues on the Mississippi affecting barge loading. So this cash market is trying to build a carry and hope to see you later on in March or so when supplies aren't quite as plentiful. Your ARC PLC decision at FSA has been delayed to April 15th. So that's a nice bit of extra time to study that after your crop insurance decision, which of course is due March 15th. So you need to sit down with your trusted advisor and see what the best fit for you is. Soybeans, I think, is pretty clear. Corn, you